the volume.
Man, as a Louisville fan, it was so hard trying to get tickets to the Louisville, Kentucky game. I know it happens every year, but it's so hard to get tickets. It should not be that hard to get a ticket to support your team and be a true fan. And with Game Time, that problem is no longer an issue. You shouldn't have to worry about buying tickets to your next big event.
Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy special tickets for any event, game.
With great last-minute deals, all-in prices, the best views from your seat, Game Time takes away you having to worry about all the other stuff and gets you right straight to the event.
So go ahead and take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time.
Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CLUB520.
If you use code CLUB520, man, you get $20 off.
So go ahead, download the Game Time app, sign up, and while you're at it, go ahead and use the promo code CLUB520 for $20 off your first purchase on the app. Terms apply. Again, when you sign up, make sure you use the promo code CLUB520, and we'll get you started off with $20 off your first purchase.
Download Game Time today.
Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we back. Another episode of Club 520 Podcast. I'm the host. My name is DJ Wells. Same gang with me. To my left, my dog, Bishop B. Hen, out the Prairies. How you what, Nasty?
Cool and Nasty. Let's pod, baby. I want to say shout out to my nigga Monty over at Melly. Jeff rocking the hoodie today.
Yeah.
Appreciate you for hooking the gang up, man, with the gear, man. Thanks.
For sure. Appreciate the love. Also, you got to pay the fine. You got a uniform, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Yeezy. It's Sunday, so you get half the credit.
Yeah, man. This is just for my nigga dropping them bars over the weekend, man. That's it. Go on and introduce the other nigga, though.
To my right, my dog, Young Nacho, Young Tig. How you what, man?
The realest. I'm chilling, bro. Hey, these was really by the door. I swear to God, because I done wore these already. I was showing a little nigga that Swift and I over the crib. With Orion, his little homeboy was there. I was giving him a little tutorial about sneakers, and then I was telling him about Dornbecker. So these was really by the door. I wasn't supposed to wear these today. I was still on my 7 wave, but it was hot outside, and I was repping for my favorite team, the Bean.
Oh,
Boston.
Wow.
Going to the chip this year. JT, we back. You already know. Going to the chip. They was doubting us, but we back.
Nigga, who was doubting the Celtics?
I don't know who was doubting us, but we back. There's a lot of hate. We lost in Miami at home. Mm. Everybody was talking.
That's true.
Yeah, that's Buckles Glenn Davis tea.
That's Glenn Davis tea?
Yeah, nah, that's the real. It's the real Bean tea. This is when I was there. We had
that's from no we had free
championship golf. Aspirations when I was there.
GD hit something in that. Gave somebody
Rondo practice jersey. Rondo gave me this shirt, bro.
Oh, fuck out of here.
Don't gave me this shirt,
you
bro.
You had cap ass, no.
Don't gave me this shirt.
Oh, man, we got to get to it, man. NBA playoffs have been absolutely crazy. You know what? I want to apologize. I was wrong on the show. I don't like to apologize a lot. I don't like to say I'm wrong a lot. You know what I'm saying? But I owe y'all this. You feel me? I said Pacers in six. It's really Pacers in five. I apologize. Sorry, guys. I didn't give out good insight. I didn't know that they was going to be Christmas like that.
That's true. I feel that. Damn. They played good, man. They beat the G League team.
No.
Facts. Niggas just beat the fuck up, bro.
And guess what?
But take y'all wins and you know I'll keep it moving.
Dane, please get well. Definitely get well.
Facts.
I don't give a fuck. We beat them in the regular season with both of them niggas.
Mm-hmm.
We beat them without them. It doesn't matter. Pacers in five.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I've been a Pacer fan my whole life. I played for the Pacers, so Pacers in five, man. Let's turn up. Do this shit.
Let's go, T.
Do this shit, bro.
Hey, what's up, nigga? Where you from?
I'm bringing my 44 jersey back out.
And Mario, your cap ass, nigga. I saw that shit. Oh, bro, they such and such shit. We ain't gonna add them, though. Nigga, fuck you.
You talking about Mario?
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy, Miles Turner. Boy, he been getting, now he getting all that love from y'all Indianapolis, boy.
I
been
no told love.
Y'all he was like that.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you. Miles has been playing phenomenal this series. The second half of the season for sure, but Miles has went crazy this series.
He been playing real good.
Gotta respect it.
Told y'all that, man. That's my young boy. He been always.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you. That game three was really one of the crazier basketball games I watched in a very long time. Crazy from a standpoint that Rick was really getting outcoached by Doc Rivers, and it really, like, I didn't know how to feel.
Was he really, though?
Absolutely.
How?
Absolutely. Doc Rivers was like made a minor adjustment, and I saw Rick Carlisle say, nah, fuck that. We still gonna do that. I'm like, damn, you get outcoached by Doc, bro? That is nasty. Not fouling up three. I want to ask you, both of y'all, basketball savants, coach.
He is supposed
do you
to foul
up three?
What's his name? Nimhard was supposed to foul Chris Middleton. So he wouldn't hit that first three.
I don't understand why that's even really a question. Like, unless your team can't hit free throws at all, why are you not fouling up three?
Yeah, he is supposed to. He is supposed to foul.
That's just smart.
That's my Miles Turner was supposed to foul. When he got hung up.
Yeah, on the second screen.
Yeah, he was supposed to foul.
But just the fact that we just didn't was crazy to me. I'm like, why is that not a thought? I don't understand how that doesn't happen more often.
Yeah.
And Chris Middleton played the best game I've ever seen him play in his life. That nigga's cold. I'm never disrespected. I know he'd fuck around and be a Hall of Famer. Bro, Chris Middleton did not have to go Super Saiyan on us like that.
I seen him play better. Played Atlanta game six. Before he went to win the championship, he killed game six.
He did.
To close that shit out, he was going crazy.
That's the game you was hooping in too, right?
Yeah, you know.
Bucks and seven.
Oh, my fucking mouth. Hey, man.
Bucks and seven. Hey, Dame, get healthy. Bucks and seven. Fuck they talk about.
Dame, please get healthy for next year.
That's when we was in the finals.
Bucks fuck the deer.
I found this shit in my garage.
Bambi legs.
Nigga, Bambi.
Bambi legs. Fuck
only
the
real
deer.
Number five they got. Don't they will retire my jersey. Nobody wear five this year.
It's the number I used to wear back in my day.
Bucks and seven, man.
The real ticket.
In your practice jersey.
Bucks and
Ice
seven.
Party.
Hey, man. Shout out to the Bucks, man. I think next year we probably see Giannis there. I don't think we see Dame there next year.
Damn.
I don't think so, man.
Fuck it.
Stay, bro.
Why would he stay?
Fuck it. Get where you gotta go.
Where you gonna go? Where you wanna go? Where Miami, you gonna put it?
Get where you want to go, brother.
You feel me?
Go to Miami, brother.
Go on to Miami? Yeah, I ain't mad at that.
I think it's a race of time between him and Donovan. But who get there first?
Ooh, yeah, they in a race.
They definitely race to get there.
But Orlando ain't going to make it. Hey, Orlando.
My boy's playing all right.
They found out something.
That's why I said it's a race. It's who going to lose first.
Oh, Damon them.
They going back
from the looks
forth,
of it, look like Damon them going to lose first. But.
For sure. But do you think... I don't know, man. I like Orlando, and I think they done figured out what they need to figure out.
Yeah.
Last year, Cleveland had the lowest rated offense in the playoffs, and now they're getting right back there.
Yeah,
I think they just got that backcourt don't work.
That front court, back court, none of it works. It's too many people. They got three bigs. I don't know what they're doing. Jared Allen, Mobley, then they play random people. I don't know. I don't like they set up.
But I feel like they got talented players, but like you said, they don't have like a fucking team.
Nah. Like Darius Garland, nice. Donovan Mitchell, obviously, them both of them are nice, but they don't complement each other well, I guess you would say.
No, not at all.
Evan Mobley need to go to a better team.
I wouldn't mind seeing Bradley Beal with Cleveland. Like, trade Donovan Mitchell, and then they go get Bradley Beal.
So you want the Phoenix Suns to trade another two guard?
Nah, I'm saying like a three-team trade. Like,
oh, okay.
Phoenix need to get a point guard.
Phoenix, please get well soon.
Yeah, Phoenix need to get a point guard.
And that shit is crazy, bro.
And another big wing defender, like a 6'8", 6'9", wing defender.
You know what's crazy? They traded all their assets, and all the assets that they're looking for is something that they already had beforehand. I think they got too greedy.
Yeah.
Like, I understand getting KD. It's Kevin Durant. You got to make that trade. But you look at what they gave up from that championship roster outside of CP till now, it's like everything y'all wanted, y'all already had.
Yeah, they had. They needed Mikal Bridges and Cam.
Come on, man.
Johnson, they need them. They need one of them bad.
And a point guard.
Yeah.
But they have all their money tied up into three shooting guards.
Facts.
Yeah, losing Mikal hurt them for sure.
It was a bad put together team.
Yeah.
Because they thought Book could play point. Book a scorer, man. And he needs somebody to set him up. He don't need that responsibility of trying to get other people involved.
That's why Mikal fit that team perfectly.
Yeah, and especially when you look at Book's best seasons his career so far has been with Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Like, he obviously benefits from having a good guard with him. They would be a totally different team with a point guard.
For sure.
But shit.
Him and Bill the same player.
For sure. Well, Brad looked like a shell of himself right now. Because he's just not in his element. Like, Brad Cole. Absolutely. Average 30. Now to come there and be the third option and trying to figure it out, man, it ain't a good fit for Brad.
And they playing against a team.
Yeah.
They're playing against a fucking team.
Yeah.
Because Minnesota not bullshitting.
Nah, they legit.
Anthony Edwards doing the DX is the funniest shit ever. Everybody's like, he the face of the league. The allegations is gone. We ain't talking about no more.
And then he do the DX.
I love it.
Fuck with it. Mm-hmm. You know how I feel?
Remind me.
Oh, nigga.
We back. Minnie, take me back. Listen, I lied. All that stuff I said about y'all, I really liked it there. I'm back. And come on, man. Don't nobody wear zero out there. I'm back. Real Timberwolves fan. Come on, man. About to sweep these boys.
How many jerseys are there left?
I don't know. He plays for a lot of teams. He can go crazy.
They got like
you didn't bring the Orlando jersey?
I ain't play for them.
Briefly.
They waved me.
Oh, damn.
That's the second time I got fired from a job. I got fired from Myers, too. But nah, man.
You working at Myers longer than Orlando.
Swear to God, I did. But shout out to the Timberwolves, man. Y'all know, man, I love y'all. Love the fans out there, nothing but support.
Shout out to the to
a lot
the
of y'all Somalias. Be DMing me like, man, we ain't hate y'all. Didn't everybody hate you? Only a couple. I'll be like, it's all good. I love y'all.
Oh, no, you ain't see the YouTube comments. They lying.
It's me and Stephon Marbury. we the most loved.
That's crazy. And Bassie.
Bassie,
nigga.
Fuck it.
Hey, man. Timberwolves looking like they about to go crazy, but the biggest problem is they're going to have to run to the Nuggets, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have my floor seat, though, so I ain't tripping, man. I'll be there for game one.
Yeah, okay, see, I'm about to get my Pelicans up out of there.
Oh, yeah, that's bad blend over there.
That's another—they have to. CJ got a B.I. free— Please, free B.I.
Yeah, please. B.I. need a new home.
They need a point guard.
They do, too. What about Jose Alvarado?
Oh, yeah.
They need a point guard.
Shout out to him. They need a point guard.
Send him back to Taco Bell.
It ain't really that many point guards like available though. Send him back to Taco Bell.
It's crazy. That's not. But it ain't that many point guards available though. Like
it definitely ain't.
Somebody gonna have to take D-Lo.
The way you said that made it so bad.
I'm saying like,
well, my nigga was on the bench eating.
Yeah, I'm saying he gonna be a free agent, but I mean, who else is a top point guard that's available?
It's a very hard position to fill.
Drew Holiday got locked up.
Drew got that bag.
Yeah, Mike Conley just got the extension.
Definitely.
Yeah. Who else you gonna sign? Ain't no. You gotta go find one of these,
and you're not getting it in the draft.
Nah, you gotta get one of these young diamonds in the rough that's on the bench. Let me think of somebody on the bench that.
That's where that scout report come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who on Detroit? Shit. Who on Charlotte? Shit. Who on Memphis?
Shit,
Jaden, get the fuck free, Jaden. God damn, get Jaden out of the fuck up.
Tyus Jones
there.
Might be a popular.
Tyus Jones is definitely a starter on a good team.
Yeah, he gonna be a caught in the rapture. He gonna be a popular.
Did they like Kobe White up?
Yeah, Kobe White just got a deal.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere.
Shout out to Kobe White. We fuck with you.
Yeah.
He should have got most improved. No disrespect to Tyrese, because obviously he had a phenomenal season.
He
should have got most improved, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
Scoring 20 to 25 is obviously a jump, but it's a big difference what Kobe White did.
Yeah. Because I thought Kobe White was...
It was questions.
Yeah, but now he didn't prove people wrong, man. He's nice.
That's another team that's housing players that should be on other teams. Zach LaVine shouldn't be a Bull.
He won't be.
And he definitely won't be. And DeMar DeRozan deserves not to be a Bull either.
I mean...
Put my dog back on a good team, man.
Just pay him, man. Just he won't pay the dog and trade him.
Damn.
That's how I feel.
So he could spend his last year at least attempting to get a trophy, for sure.
What about my boy James Harden? Boy, he turned down the Heads of Time today, didn't he?
James Harden looking like the
clock.
Looking like the real James Harden.
And that boy is out there cooking.
Well, the Clippers look good when Kawhi Leonard don't play, apparently.
Yeah, I think it throw their rhythm off, man, because there's so many. James ain't that aggressive when Kawhi play. But going forward, if they win this series, they're going to need Kawhi against whoever the hell they're going to play. Who they going to play?
Okay, if they win the series, yeah.
Yeah, because OKC a little smarter than, I ain't going to say smarter. I should say they game plan a little different than Dallas. They play deep. Everybody on their team play defense.
Mm-hmm.
Luka don't play defense at all. Like, James Harden was walking by that boy hitting floaters. I'm like, God damn, bro.
It's embarrassing, bro.
Yeah, like, you good as fuck, bro. Try a little bit. Just hedge, a little bit, my bro. Nigga.
Hedge.
He's just throwing slow bar for bar.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little hedge, bro.
Bro.
I'm 6'7". Just give me one of them.
Try a little, bro. Yeah. Just a little bit, bro.
Nah, he don't give a fuck. And it's hilarious.
They just walk by him, like... I'm like, damn.
Told you, man. Clippers win the championship, bro.
They ain't gonna win a chip.
No, your Clippers are 5 is cooked, sir.
Clippers win the championship.
Nah.
They fuck around knowing this.
Kyrie so nasty, bro.
Bro, that layup finish that he had today is probably one of the best I've ever seen from him, bro.
Kyrie Cole.
Yeah, that's
bro.
Definitely in his top tier highlight bag.
Bro, he finished. How many niggas? Three people, bro.
Bro,
that is crazy.
I still remember the highlight. He hit a layup against us. Oh, man, when I was on the Wolves. Shout out to my boy AE, bro. We about to take this shit over. I'm back.
Is Zero retired Wolves family?
This motherfucking jersey so motherfucking tight. I had to be 185. I tried to put this bitch on earlier. I had to be 185, and this motherfucker, I'm 210 now. Run up on me if you want. But I'm probably 185 when I was wearing this motherfucker. This motherfucker tight in the
bitch. That's crazy.
And now you talking about that highlight. He's about to step through when he hit
Yeah, he hit the layup that he pointed at all of us.
Yeah.
I said... Bitch, I could jump. But I fuck with Kai, man. He cold, bro.
Man, what's crazy is they almost came back today.
Nah, because of him. He cold, bro. They really lost. Let me stop. Because I love Luka. I think he cold, too. But they lost because of Luka.
Hmm. He didn't give them nothing to close that game out.
He don't play no defense, bro. Like, a nigga don't try. That nigga James Harden walked by that nigga. Shot 6 of these in the fourth quarter. That nigga was shooting a floater. Like, he cold, but nigga, he was just walking by. I'm like, this shit is crazy.
What's crazy is he be looking for the outlet before niggas even done shooting.
I'm like, damn, yes. Nigga.
Open runs, bro.
I swear to God. I'm like, just try a little bit, bro. I swear to God, they win that game.
But what I love about that series is that all the people we like that can hoop, they just hooping. Yeah. Like, I was not saying I'm happy he wouldn't play, but you talk about James Harden not being aggressive when Kawhi out there. PG does the same shit, too.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
Because we look at how he was game three to game four, totally different. He was going crazy. But they just out there hooping. Yeah, and that's facts. Why I fuck with that series the most.
Yeah, yeah, that's facts. PG was, he was nasty in the first half. Second half, not too much. He had a big shot at the end of the game, but that three-pointer, that step-back three-pointer, that was tough.
Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
Hennessy is excited to celebrate the intersection of basketball with art, music, and fashion. Each of these elements of culture represent ways that fans, players, supporters pay homage to the game, both on and off the court.
Hennessy and Mitchell and us have come together for the ultimate drop, a limited edition collection to mark their shared love for basketball culture and to celebrate Hennessy's continued partnership with the league.
The exclusive collection will have a limited drop available for both in retail and online and will be featured on the Hennessy Arena Tour, making stops in
San Francisco, Saturday, March 9th, Dallas, Sunday, March 17th,
Atlanta, Saturday, March 30th.
Come see Club 520 Podcast taped live in each city.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only.
Please drink responsibly.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh,
Joker.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That shit. That's a good series. That's probably the best one. Nah, fuck that. The Knicks got the best series.
Joel Embiid and Kyle Lowry should not be on the same team ever again in life, bro.
That's some flopping shit right
it's
there.
It's disgusting, bro.
They be flopping.
I hate it.
That shit lame.
I hate it. And Joel Embiid's so cold, bro.
All right, this the real question is, we used to have a debate about Jalen Brunson and Tyrese Halliburton. It's Jalen Brunson. It's not even a debate no more.
Why? Because he almost had 50 and 10?
Come on, bro. He is different, bro. He leading the Knicks, bro.
He is leading the Knicks.
Nigga, they about to beat Philly, the MVP.
Niggas is playing on Philly, too. On Philly, so they healthy, yeah. DJ.
Tyrese, he going against Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Getting 50, 10, and he got the Knicks up 3-1.
Y'all going against the niggas on minimum. Respect, though. No. Get y'all wins, King.
First of all, we're gonna be respectful because Tyrese had a nasty triple-double. 18, 16,
they
10.
Lose the game of Dame don't strain his Achilles.
Well, Bobby Portis get kicked out. That's Bobby. Bobby, come on. Not in the clutch, bro. Don't do that.
Yeah, that was.
Hey, listen, Nimby, I feel you, but guess what? The last person he punched, he went overseas. Chill out.
Marriage still don't talk right.
No, how bad got me for nigga sock you out.
I don't
even
want to say any Spanish, though. I just want to make sure.
Well, he changed ethnicity. He's after that motherfucker hate maker.
What, he go India?
That nigga starts speaking Latin. He on a different national team after that push,
that
boy.
That boy turned into Aladdin, boy.
I see that. I said, hey, yo, I'm geek too, but chill out, bro. James can't get down the court that fast.
Yeah. Now, back on topic, though. Jalen Brunson and Tyrese Halliburton, what y'all doing?
I think that Jalen Brunson is obviously a much better scorer than Tyrese, but I feel like from a standpoint of how they fucking adjust with the game or how they dictate the game, I'm still going with Tyrese.
Because that's the next matchup, right?
I think so. I think it should be. We should be playing the Knicks.
Yeah, I play the Knicks because y'all win because everybody hurt for Milwaukee. The Knicks versus.
I heard your little preference. We beat them already in regular season with both of them. I didn't want to win this way, but sorry. Knicks this versus, how it had to happen.
Knicks versus Pacers. I got Jalen Brunson cooking y'all. Facts. Because we already see Tyrese Halliburton hedging on motherfucking Dame.
Oh, well, he's definitely not guarding Jalen Brunson.
Oh, Jalen Brunson. Nimhard can't guard him. Jalen Brunson got too much shit.
No, he can't.
And he shoot 30. He getting 30 attempts up. He don't give a fuck.
Hey, him getting what? That on how many shots did he have? 34?
Yeah.
48 on 34 is crazy. Yeah. Kelly Oubre was hating him for that, though, for saying that. You can't say it when he was killing you. That's hate.
Fuck it. But I feel him, though. Like, nigga, you should score 48 if you shoot 34 times.
See, but, hey, when Kobe said it, y'all done. It's all cool, but when everybody else do it, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Fuck it. He got 48. I can't get mad however he got it. But we played them in the regular season, and we handled them just fine. They don't put no fear in my heart.
They should.
They're going to cancel each other out.
And they tougher than y'all.
I mean, maybe.
OG,
yes.
You see OG guarding motherfucking Joel Embiid today? He don't give a fuck. You think he going to guard? He going to lock Pascal shit up.
Oh,
nigga locked Joel Embiid up.
Man, that's his man, so you know he know his game front to back, so shit, he might.
That's I saw what Pascal crazy. Did. I'm not worried.
That's crazy.
What I thought he knows.
What? He know his game front and back. It's crazy.
Come on, bro. Y'all gotta grow up, bro. Come on, bro. You know I'm all for the hoes, bro.
That hit he got him back in different. All right, man.
Chill.
We done gave him the basketball spiel, man. What's that in, man?
Shout out to Reggie Bush.
Got the Heisman back.
That's crazy, man.
Gotta do all of this, bro.
Niggas been getting paid.
I wouldn't even
all because
that
NIL
back.
Became exactly all because NIL became cool. That money didn't make that nigga fucking run like Booby Miles, bro. Like, I don't understand how that like equates to a nigga's game on the field. Like, I never understood that.
He wasn't an amateur. He got paid to play.
A lot of people did. Yeah, he wasn't the first one.
Me too.
It's crazy. A lot of motherfuckers though, bro. OJ Mayo, everybody got paid to goddamn go to their respective places. Niggas just want to go into USC off the stream. Want going to USC for the lineage.
He probably didn't even get paid for real, for like he was worth.
Shit. He was definitely underpaid, bro.
Bro, what? That nigga probably was worth $20 million in college.
He was one of the most exciting players to ever play football, especially college football.
He's definitely the most exciting player to ever play college football, by far.
Easily, bro. We talk about the legendary Max Preps mixtape all the time, bro.
Yeah.
He's the reason why I found out about All Purpose Yards, bro.
Swear to God, bro.
Nah, real shit. I didn't know about All Purpose Yards till Reggie.
He had 700, bro. What, in a game or something like that? Or was it 500?
5, 7, 1,000. All
I
them
think
numbers
he had 500 All Purpose Yards.
He did,
in a game.
Definitely he did.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Damn, bro. Why did he ladder him?
He's the greatest college running back. Because
he could do anything he wanted in college, bro. He was like having fun. That nigga was playing Madden in college. Like, throw that. I'm a lateral. Fuck it. We that good. Look, fuck it. I'm better.
He did the same shit today. I think he went to De La Soul.
You said De La Soul?
Yeah, 500 total yards.
I think that's the name of his high school. Was it Cali? Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, that was a legendary game. What was it, 525?
513.
513.
That's crazy, bro. Niggas is.
One nigga, bro.
That's crazy,
bro. Elite, bro.
That's fucking nuts, bro.
He was silly in the pros, so he just got hurt a lot.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he had injuries, but he was still.
Nah, he was him. He's injuries got the best of him, though, nigga.
He had been better player right now in this, like, this era of football because he was a better, like, he could catch.
Dog, he would have been.
He'd been like Christian, whatever.
I was going to say, he'd have been Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Nah, facts. Yeah, see, I don't know if you and EJ have been had nothing for him, bro. Right now.
He was like, he would have touched them laces.
Oh.
Them laces would have been crossed, for sure.
I ain't going to do my nigga.
Especially when you was at Syracuse. Ugly.
Damn.
Hey, we ain't doing my nigga Z like that.
Nah, shout out to Z. I see my boy announcing one of the coach picks. That shit was tight.
Presidential Z. Hey, you going to be around a lot.
On God, bro. But they need to, the Charles family need to sue the NFL. For real, bro. They did my nigga bogus as fuck, bro.
I understand what they were trying to do.
It didn't come off right, bro. Not in a social media era, bro.
No, bro. They didn't set him up to be successful. I understand what they were trying to do, but no.
No, bro. No. They had my nigga doing Google Gaga up there,
yeah, bro.
That shit wasn't cool, bro.
No, man.
I was like, yeah, I gotta send it to these niggas.
Nah, that shit fucked up.
The first part, bro, he out of pocket. That don't have nothing to do with the NFL.
Yeah, dude.
The
man.
Name, understandable. What'd he say at first? What's the team, y'all? What's the team?
Well, that nigga ain't say Chiefs, right? I was like, nigga, you play for them. I'm like, hold on, nigga.
Luis.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
For sure.
No.
Yes.
No. They're gonna
kill us. No.
Why? Bro. That's already out there, bro. He did that on national TV.
No, but he got a problem though.
Yes.
He went to school, like he grew up, like going to like
grew up what?
Going to the
he was
other
challenged.
Classes. Yeah.
Y'all making that up.
No,
I swear
we're
to
not.
God, no, he really did.
He was in Chewy class.
Yeah. So why is he announcing shit?
Because it was like
he's like has a whole foundation about it.
Youth Matters Family Foundation.
Oh, nigga, that's for niggas who ain't got daddies. Nigga, that ain't no. The fuck? That's every nigga we grew up with.
Oh. What type of scholarship do they have?
Motherfucking. Back to school, nigga, one factory.
It don't say nothing about no damn learning disability.
Right. Fuck out of here. These niggas is cap.
Impacting activities for youth and local communities.
Luis. These niggas is cap.
Hey, did y'all see when Amanda Seale said she had autism and then we found out that she self-diagnosed herself with autism?
She said she wasn't going to the doctor. I said, bitch.
You cannot do
you
that.
Out of pocket.
Hey, also, get well soon to Shannon. Because when she said she experienced racism as a kid and he said, but you weren't an adult, that is the craziest shit I have ever seen in an interview. That passed anything that happened to that Cat Williams
Shannon
interview.
Shannon should have told that bitch, you trying to role play, bitch, you over diagnosing yourself with autism.
You cannot self-diagnose yourself.
That nigga was so uncomfortable with her hollering at him.
Facts.
I said, damn, nigga. She throwing... You don't want it. Okay, respect.
That ain't his lineage, right?
Yeah, I said respect.
It's just a flashback to him getting out the Sprinter.
Yeah, I said respect. Respect, bro.
Respect. Hey, but speaking to USC, DJ Wagner might go there to play with Juju.
Love who you love.
DJ Wagner going to play with Juju. It's crazy. You be DJ Wagner going to the same.
They go together.
They go together?
Allegedly, they're a couple. Some people kept saying this is the new love in basketball.
And Quincy I said,
y'all got DJ fucked up. He can't be Quincy McCall, bro.
Sound about right.
Yeah, because they're disrespectful.
He going to play with Juju. That's crazy.
That's Juju school.
I'm talking about Buddy hopping out the car.
They need to edit it to Bobby Brown in a Ja Rule video when he hop out the helicopter.
Fire video. My nigga was so coked out.
Oh, nigga.
One of the best videos I ever seen.
Oh, for
that
sure.
When that nigga
hit the foot slide, oh my God, nigga. That nigga had his hat like this, too. Anytime you wear your hat like this, you is fucked up. Nigga.
And he had the jersey, y'all.
Nigga, what? Can I know y'all getting the ball?
So that just got activated.
I said, that nigga is high.
I can't wait.
Oh, man.
Murder, Inc. That nigga's a foul for that, nigga.
John, pocket.
Murder. That's what that
nigga's probably
said.
On that dust, too.
Oh, for sure. For
John
sure.
Brother.
That was on Molly. Oh, fuck. No, that was on X at that time.
Nah, this is a pure cocaine.
Shout out to Bobby Brown. Still got the best fried chicken recipe of all time.
Facts. That nigga cooked this chicken with a brick.
It's crazy.
Legendary.
That recipe will be available at the next Hendrix Experience. Link in bio.
Hell no, it won't.
That's in the gold package.
The Bobby Brown cookbook.
That's probably what took Whitney up out of here.
Nope.
Sunday dinner?
Nope.
Her last six piece.
Nope.
You gonna enjoy
is that the 5-piece from the Eagle?
Yeah. You gonna enjoy to put that lemon pepper on that motherfucker.
So it wasn't that same shit you put on your chicken.
Never.
The honey pack.
People are still talking to me about that dumb
and
ass
I know
shit.
Y'all getting bald.
So damn, y'all, I wasn't trying to get activated. Chill. I'm with the guy.
Metro.
Oh, man, what's next, man?
Oh, shit. The transfer portal has been crazy. Cal got all his recruits going to Arkansas. We've seen that coming anyway. I look every single day, and there's some random kid that averaged 15 at one school that's now in the portal.
Wait, hold on. Is DJ's going there, too?
No, it's between there and USC, but it's looking like it's going to be USC.
Oh, okay, cool.
Why looking like USC? Because of Juju?
Nah, I think the relationship we got with the coach and probably the money situation probably is going to be a little bit more.
Dope.
I imagine.
I think Isaiah's out of there, so
yeah,
cool.
He left.
Cool.
And they rebuilt. They got a new coach and everything.
No, I like that. I like that. For
he him. Should be premiered as a player. Yeah.
Arkansas is going to be popping, though.
Listen, it's about to be lit.
Yeah, it's going to be nice in Arkansas.
He got all his kids he was going to get. Got the transfers. They got the money.
They got the bucks.
They definitely got the money.
They about to turn that shit up.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what he's gonna do, man.
I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Jagger's got top five lemonade, bro.
Jagger's strawberry lemonade, gun smoke.
Hey, shout out to my boy from Texas Roadhouse. Y'all know I'm a fucking frequent flyer in there. I appreciate the love in there, homie. That was love, bro. I got some gift cards for y'all too for some Texas Roadhouse. Y'all don't need it because y'all don't go like I do. I'm a real supporter of Texas Roadhouse, bro. I'll be back in there tomorrow. If y'all wanna give me some more free food.
That's crazy. Just run the gift card, my nigga. You don't have to say all that extra cap ass shit.
Be here. What do you order?
I don't know. Probably a bad bitch salad with the ranch on it.
No, he don't know eat ranch. He don't eat nothing white.
He don't eat nothing white. You get French.
Yeah, for sure.
You're French, nigga. Respect.
Yeah, sure. Hey, I ain't gonna hold you. I laugh so hard about you getting denied your dressings.
Oh,
they
really
touched your spirit, bro.
Oh, yeah. That bitch at Longhorns, you feel me?
So they go Longhorns. I got a Texas Roadhouse.
Longhorns is better, but shout out to you, bro.
On my mama and ain't. On my mama and ain't.
Longhorns.
On my mama and ain't. I argue about that.
Times better.
Y'all niggas is Texas Roadhouse.
See, niggas get gift cards and shit thrown at him. Now
I've been a Texas Roadhouse supporter from day one, bro. Don't ever do that. Them rolls. I got a bag of rolls at my crib right now.
My motherfucker's probably still right now.
No, they ain't.
That's
the
best thing. That's the best thing. That's the place where they crack the nuts on the ground and shit, right? A little dirty place. Texas Roadhouse.
Bro, what?
Yeah.
Nah, nigga, don't ever disrespect Texas like that, bro.
Hey, shout out to the manager, bro.
Shout out to Justin.
I know if somebody offer you more money, you out of there.
Nah, you
lying. Soil anyway.
Elon, I know you loyal.
So Texas Roadhouse rolls or Old Charlie rolls and they're prom?
Old Charlie's.
Texas, bro.
Old Charlie's.
Y'all niggas just smoking. Old Charlie's.
And the ambiance.
I told you about that Whitney shit. Listen,
I told you about that Whitney shit.
Stay disrespecting her. That's all the little dirty bitches used to love going to the Texas Roadhouse, too.
Nah, they all wanted the old Charlie's. No. All the little rats with the old Charlie's, bro. I was in there with
them. They got some shit on their menu called Rattlesnake. The Rattlesnake Bites. That's all that was in that motherfucker. Those rattlesnakes, nigga. From White Town shit.
Nigga.
Fuck out of here.
Everybody used to get that weak ass potato salad from motherfucking Old Charlie's.
Nigga said potato salad.
What the shit was?
Potato soup, nigga.
Nigga, whatever had real french fries in there. I seen a nigga in the back cutting up french fries. I said, bitch, what's this bullshit? Shit was trash.
Texas Roadhouse menu is not fucking with Longhorns at all.
Man,
bro.
Y'all niggas is drunk, bro. Stop playing.
That's very
shout out to my man.
That's
Texas
very
Roadhouse.
Disrespectful. Nah, shout out to you, bro. We fucking around, but appreciate that.
Matter of fact, come to the Hendrick Experience, man.
Nah, yeah, fuck with us.
Bring some real food.
Oh, shit.
Since you started.
Bring some real food to the Hendrick Experience.
Because that motherfucker TV dinners, y'all keep got this nigga. That's why he got gout now. Fucking with y'all.
I want that goddamn catfish out of Hendrick.
He said he got gout.
That's why he got gout now.
I want that goddamn.
Yeah. Ain't that undone chicken breasts?
My goddamn chicken wings was too fried up there. I think it just got
chicken breasts and lettuce. Trash ass salad. Grow up, nigga. Get you some veggies,
hey,
nigga.
Man. Don't worry about what they talking about, man.
Oh, man. That's a sick ass salad. That's crazy. Hey, man. Did y'all see Floyd Mayweather and Haney Pops on an Instagram Live argue with each other?
Yeah, that was
fun. Bro. Haney got to lead the streets alone, bro. Lead the streets alone.
Yeah,
King.
Well, he kept
Bill
talking
Haney
about the streets.
Crazy, bro.
Yeah. He ain't got shit else to talk about, bro.
I heard he about to leave him, though. It's all right.
It'd probably be in his best interest if he did.
Yeah, who leaving who?
Devin. He probably can't, but he should.
He doing what?
He probably can't leave Death Row, but he probably
so
should.
So he doing what Lonzo and them did.
Yeah, but he keep talking about the streets, bro. He like, the streets is gone, bro. You can't. Yeah. I know you probably still get love in the streets, but bro, there's no way you a street nigga still, bro.
Yeah. And I'm sure Floyd looking out, bro. Floyd feeding the streets, bro. He gave us a strip club, bro, in Vegas, bro.
Yeah.
He definitely looked out for the streets, bro.
Yeah.
But shout out to Floyd.
What make it funny is the back and forth that Javante and Floyd had. He showed that video of Tank dancing in the draw.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That is crazy.
I said, man, they got this nigga out here. That's fucked up, man.
Floyd. He said Floyd can't leave Dubai.
Yeah. Say, oh, money, huh?
That's fucked up, bro.
Boxing beef is crazy. Pause. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That was nuts.
It's good for the sport, though. I mean, it make you want to. But I don't know. Floyd don't fight no more, so it don't really matter. But
yeah.
I want to see Shakur and Tank fight, though, for sure.
I don't think niggas really want to fight Javante. I think they talk about it, but I don't think niggas really want to fight him.
I mean,
I would love to see that fight though.
I think Shakur can. His defense is so good, but it'd be a boring ass fight because he ain't really an action fighter like that. Tank, we'd all be waiting for Tank to knock him out or some shit. But
I thought Errol Spence and Crawford were supposed to do a rematch. What happened to that?
We want Errol Spence to live. We don't want him to die.
Get well soon.
He didn't have car wrecks, a Crawford wreck. We don't want him.
Damn.
We don't want no more. Yeah. We want that nigga to live, man.
Nah, he don't need that rematch.
Mm-hmm. Third time was a charm, bro.
Nah. Try to take him out. You either kill Whitney. You try to kill Bobby.
Shout out to Mark Henry. Your nephew reached out. Fuck him, though. He's still on the RIP shirt, D. Right off of watching the show, Nasty. I fuck with you.
Hey, man.
I definitely fuck with you.
That nigga killed Mark Henry so many times.
He killed him twice after we told him he was still okay. He was like, are we sure?
I did it first, bro. Pause.
Damn, Ray J.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
And I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah. It's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What else happened in the world?
Hey, you know what I think is always funny about the NFL draft every single year? Fuck when they get picked or how they get picked. It's the family reactions, and the people on Twitter live when they saw these reactions be hilarious. Shout out to old boy who got drafted, who had, he had the white girlfriend on the end.
And his mama wasn't going.
Hey.
Oh, that was a Nigerian mama for sure.
Yeah.
I saw that Mumu was the, what do you call the outfit? What they call them? The Sheikis.
Yeah, she definitely had a Dada.
Mumu?
Yeah.
They called her the Dada.
Dada is crazy.
They made Dada Supreme.
Yeah.
But she hit her with the swim move so hard.
Like, boy, if you don't get that.
That's so uncomfortable, though. Just leave. You, for you to be a white woman dating a nigga from Nigeria, you are a risk taker. That's a different type of black. That's a different type of black mama, for sure.
How y'all feel about what Charleston White said about, like, NFL players and basketball players, whoever make it, dating white women? He was like, they smart because black women can't. They worrying about a nigga fucking. He said, white women like, nah, let's make sure these bills and everything taken care of. The white women worry about.
I ain't rolling.
Yeah, he's nuts.
He's wild.
He is nuts.
That's why I ain't rolling with that. Because this is black women. I don't know why athletes date white women. They love who you love. You feel me? A lot of y'all dating boys and shit now. But black women, are the most precious women in the world, bro. Are the most precious women in the world. So we not gonna take no slander on a black woman at all, bro.
I can't really talk to this. So, I can't really.
Nah, shout out to your love language. You feel me? It is what it is.
Hold on, nigga, make sure you clarify that. I just got a Spanish wife.
It's level. Make sure you. Nah, I'm just saying. Nah, it ain't, you know, pick my nigga. But I'm just saying, though, I don't think that these niggas, a lot of these people be going to the, you know, these white establishments, these white colleges, and sometimes they fed these women, for real.
Yeah, I was so, just wondering what y'all thought about it. I thought, it was pretty, man, I thought it was pretty interesting, though.
Scoop you up a black girl, man. Especially if you come from a good home, man. Every girl ain't a city girl. You feel me? Every black woman ain't no city girl. So I ain't nothing on that.
Yeah, he's absolutely out of pocket for saying that. But I had to ask y'all a question. In that scenario, say it's your girl. You've been rocking with her, y'all cool. And it's beef right there. So you really fuck with your girl. Have you ever been in a situation where you never had to argue for your girl against your mom?
Nah, hell nah. I'm standing on my mama.
Yeah, my mama.
I don't give a fuck.
She always be coming first anyway.
I love lady, though. Lady number one for sure. But it ain't even never going to ever get to that point where you into my mama. That's dead. So how that shit be going so far? Nah, I don't even. You can't even raise your voice at my mama. Because I'm a checker before you. Just tell me what happened. Mm. And I go to her. But you ain't finna yell at my mama. I don't give a fuck. That's dead, bro.
Yeah, my mama too street. It ain't gonna happen like that. Yeah. Like Carol Teague ain't going anyway.
Yeah, just let me holler at my mama as I would do to you though, unless me and your mama having a conversation. And I never get disrespectful, but just I'll holler at you like, hey, this is, feel me, at least holler at her for me before you get out of hand.
Yeah. I asked that question because some people in the comments was responding. First of all, they don't know how black households work. It was just like, why wouldn't he say something to his mom about his girlfriend? Nigga, what? That ain't how those conversations
nigga, we
go.
Made it. It's, nigga, we don't give a fuck about her.
We been here.
Nigga, you about to, you know, you see Russell Wilson, girl? And who we went now? Nigga, she ain't gonna make it.
Updated roster.
That bitch look like Jim Carrey. That bitch he was dating in college. For sure, he upgraded.
Ain't none of these girls that's on that motherfucking screen with these niggas in the draft day gonna be there.
All right, shout out
it's
to the
city. Over. They about shout to go out. To this city.
But you can't let your mama violate your woman, though, because that'll kind of fuck up your career. But, you know.
Fuck it. I'm 19. Violate. She ain't down for the
cause. I mean, yeah, but it depends, though, bro. How y'all rocking for real? You don't want your mama going too crazy on you. Coochie rule.
Yo, all right, let's be real. Your white girl that you date in college week, now you about to get you a fire white girl.
Oh, well, yeah, I ain't never dated no Hanes tube sock. For sure.
I'm saying for the niggas who...
You ain't ever slid with a Taylor Swift?
The Nigerian person that was dating the white girl.
Yeah, Burna Boy is crazy for doing that. But...
His new girl... where he got
he chose to play. He chose to play.
That nigga Burna Boy.
He chose to play with his mama like that, bro.
Hey, if that nigga got dressed in Dallas, it's over with.
My family blended. My daddy mixed, nigga. All my brothers, nigga, got white baby mamas for the most part, bro. So that's part of our family. You love who you love, but... And my mama always been respectful to everybody, even if they came into the relationship with kids. But you can't let a motherfucker go too crazy on your lady, though, bro. If you know your mama clowning... Yo, mom, come on now.
My mom's clowning.
That's probably the best shot I done had.
My mom's clowning. My mom going ape shit. You know how Carol is. She clown everybody come in the factory.
And you can come at her respectfully. Like, mom, come on now.
I'd be saying that. I'd be like, mom, I like her.
Yeah.
She's like, boy, you like everybody.
See,
that's how my mama is. Boy, you like everybody.
That's crazy.
Swear to God, that's how she... I remember when I was like 16... I used to date a girl. She told me flat out in front of her, boy, she ugly. I said, damn. I'll never forget that.
Damn, don't say
that. It
her
was
name.
My first, too. She said, she ugly. You don't like that girl, boy? What's she doing? What's she doing for you? I said, no, mama. Boy, having sex, because she ugly. I said, damn.
Asking what a 16-year-old is doing for you is crazy.
Because she just like, nigga, she is not attractive.
Mom, you don't know what she's doing in that Honda Accord after school. You don't know what she doing. That head back.
That neck did her crazy, mama.
Oh, wow.
Like, mama, you don't understand.
It's hard to replace, mama.
The pregame is always there.
It's not a lot of point guards.
Or you just ask your mama, either your friend or you got somebody better. Because I ain't giving up this for nobody.
My Lord, before the game, she get me together.
We'll sleep in the car about this.
She get me together before the game, bro.
Nigga, I go to the
sleeping, sleeping in the car with your bitch. And your house is right there. It's crazy. Shout out to my little brother. I ain't going to mention your name, but I knew his bitch had a shot. His home is literally right here. My nigga slept in his whip with his bitch, bro.
Oh, God.
That's all my life. That's a true story. We lived this. We watched this happen. Me and her.
That nigga had
facts.
Leather seat, so he was sweating. I said, that nigga back was sticky as bitch.
I said, damn. I'm gonna pull it up in the driveway. Motherfuckers passed out, laying on each other's shoulder like they on the airplane together.
Man.
Wait, they was in a driveway too?
What? Oh, oh that's God. Crazy. That's a true story. We can move on, though. That's crazy.
Oh, man. Shout out to the NFL draft, man. I just laughed so hard. They were just like, why wouldn't he check his mom? That y'all niggas crazy. That ain't never how that go.
Definitely not.
Shout out to CP3, the real CP3 retired.
Damn, CP gave it up?
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Candace Parker done, man.
Oh, damn. I must say, damn. I go on state then wore my boy out.
Oh, it's gonna be 3 years talking about.
Candace Parker.
Left handed guy.
Yes.
Sheldon Williams work.
Sheldon Williams a pioneer.
For sure.
They said her ankle was fucked up, right? Her foot.
Yeah,
I thought it was her knee.
She was basically saying like she wanted to be on her terms and she got tired of people like every time she played, like she could be this or she could be but. She's just like, I'm tired of having surgery. I'm tired of going through all this. And having to be judged by this.
I feel that.
And I understood that, for real, for real.
One of the greatest players ever,
for sure. You see her knees right now, you could tell, like,
yeah,
she on her last leg when it came to hoop. Because them motherfuckers rubbing together.
Yeah.
When they start connecting at the patella,
when you start working the TNT, you just get Kenny Smith knees.
Shout out to, she in the, if it's the Mount Rushmore for women's basketball, she in there, motherfucker, ain't she?
I give it to her.
Yeah, I'm Candace Parker's a ghost.
As much as I fuck with CP, I swear to God, she was one of my favorite women's college basketball.
Oh, God, bro. And I just think she was pretty, bro.
That Tennessee with Pat Summitt, she was
one of the first girl hoopers I thought was attractive.
Yeah, she was. She was fun, and she was cold. Like, in the way she played basketball,
yeah.
The impact, yeah, she's definitely.
So who y'all top? Who y'all rush more for the women's basketball?
I had to tell that shit. Bitch, my platella's hurt today. Let's get up here and ride this motherfucker.
Almost left, man. How much time we got, man? I almost left.
Like 10 minutes.
I was about to leave, man. Tell her to get up here and ride this thing. It's crazy.
Patella is crazy.
I just learned something new, bitch. The patella is leaving, bitch. They're getting thin.
They getting thin is crazy.
Nah, but shout out to her, bitch. She had a hell of a career, bro. She played like 15, 16 years.
Hell yeah. Nah, she for me, her, Maya Moore, definitely high up there. You got to put Diana Taurasi up there. Mm-hmm. She the next one. Diana Taurasi, it's time.
Damn, yeah, I ain't fucking with Lisa Leslie, Maya Moore.
I said Maya Moore and CP.
Lauren Jackson.
Mine's a Cynthia Cooper, Candace Parker, Donna Taurasi, and probably Sue Bird.
Sue Bird.
And then Maya, like, right there after them. She a little younger, though, but she, like, ended it too early.
Yeah, but she did a lot of damage.
Nah, she for sure was one of the guys.
You know what? Who don't get a lot of love that... She was in the news recently for the wrong reasons. Sure, Swoops.
What's Swoops in the room? What's she doing now? Oh, she for just, hating on Caitlyn?
Yeah,
After that, she did
her
that.
Rants, yeah,
she have her moments, but she was still one of them ones, for sure.
Yeah, she had her own sneaker and shit, though. That's hard.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that you...
Caitlyn back then,
got,
too, bro?
Caitlyn got her own shit, too, though.
Please don't get us... I don't know why people are still mad about that, though.
Yeah, people told me I was Uncle Tom. I said, damn. For damn, I didn't say she was that good.
What made it funny was people were just like, y'all up there paying her. I said, for who? They're like, y'all want her on the show?
Yeah.
Y'all think y'all about to
we
see
do,
Kenny?
But
y'all think y'all about
respect
to see Kenny Clark up here?
Respect, though,
Kenny
bro.
Kenny Clark
it's
is
kinda...
not walking to this studio.
No, she's not.
Hell no. Nah. So y'all think we just like good basketball.
That's what I'm saying. She cold, bro. If she ever come to this motherfucker, that'd be crazy. Like,
I'd be hype as fuck.
We reached new heights, but yeah.
Trust me, we are not on that media press run.
Nope, I wish. We gotta clean it up.
Patella.
Sure. I can't wait to drop that, bitch. That's a tweet.
Hey, this made me think of you. Tank Dell was out in the club. Unfortunately, he was into Bob Sanders some gun spray. And it made me think about your Miami trip.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, my cousin, she danced at Booby Trap. We went to the club one day. I was meeting them up there.
Really, your cousin danced at Booby Trap?
Yeah. Really out of pocket for going, but that was with the family. I wanted to show the fam a good time. My people's from that.
You went to watch your cousin dance?
Yeah. No Kevin Gates, but...
Incest is crazy.
Nah, I never cracked her. I wasn't nothing on that. Anyway, nigga, you're out of pocket. I was really just, it was nowhere to go. I was the tourist in Miami. But anyway, we went there. Niggas got the dumping at the door. Nigga shot at me. Motherfucker bullet went through my polo, nigga. Swear God to God. Damn. I flew in the bushes, nigga. This is how fucked up I am. Bullet holes all in the door. They keep the club open, nigga. And I go in the club and finish my night, nigga. Wow, time. That's crazy you remember that shit.
The polos had a bullet hole.
Yeah. Shout out to Cuz. You know, right on show my people a good time.
What's up, King Von homeboy that got shot in the head?
Damn, what's hold up? On. How that lead to me?
Because you already seen that? Nah, he's still alive.
Damn, nigga, it missed.
I know, that's how he feel.
That's how that he ain't feel. How he feel, nigga. He probably like, nigga, that was Reed at the draft. Yeah.
He just did an interview with Vlad. That's why I'm saying that. Shout out to that man. I don't want no smoke, bro. Because shit, obviously, you got some shit, some superpowers and shit. So I'm cool. That nigga, they said that nigga was Meteor Man and some shit. So I'm cool.
He called a nigga Blank Man. I said, hey, I bet you a lot. Quit playing with people. I told Nibby, hey, I appreciate your effort. Stop playing with Bobby Porters. Niggas on the internet have guns too. Leave them alone.
That nigga. But anyway, y'all ain't see that nigga though? He got shot like he have his head missing?
No. Nah. Compare that nigga to me, you a fucked up nigga.
My fault, bro.
Party in the club with the bullet hole.
I seen him in black, but you going back in the club with a bullet hole in your shirt is crazy.
It's a good time, bro.
That's what I mean.
Only for the fam, bro. OTF.
See, that's what I said. I'm not.
Before we get out of here,
you should suck them do it. I'll probably ain't. Bro, shit crazy, though.
I tried. I couldn't find it.
Nah, bro, that shit crazy, bro. Just look at King Von, homeboy, what happened to his head?
Von friend shot in the head. I could find
just home. We got shot at the same search. Time that Von got killed. He doing a black. A he just did a black interview. He be wearing hats to cover up his shit, though.
I'm gonna tell you
did y'all see allegedly Stephen A. Smith called the Players Union about Russell Westbrook?
What'd he say?
By his behavior.
His name is O'Block Lloyd.
Yeah.
O'Block Lloyd.
Louis. It was Lloyd. Some O'Block Lloyd.
For sure.
Yeah, gangster.
What? No. Hold on before we get out here. Stephen A. Smith said what? Viagra.
He called the Viagra on who?
Whoa. No, I said called the Players Union about Russell Westbrook.
Man, this nigga always on some freaky time, bro.
I thought that
he ate one that. Honey pack. Now all you can think about is Viagra, bro.
Why he called Henny?
Why he called that?
I don't know how to respond after that.
I don't know what he on, but what he called the players?
Blue Chew, tap in.
We're not getting that. Hold on. I'm pulling it up.
I can't swallow the pill, so make sure it's dissolvable.
One of the sickest. Basically, that swing that he had to Josh Green in game 3, basically, he was just like, it's inexcusable why he didn't get kicked out for that.
And what kind of fish shit he on?
And that's what Jalen Rose was just like. I'm so happy. I'm comfortable with my skin. I ain't got to do all this weird ass shit. He's like, what type of bullshit is that? They basically was calling him Uncle Tom.
Nah, facts, bro. Shit. Hell yeah.
That's fair as hell.
Calling the Players Union to get a nigga suspended is crazy.
He ain't really do that.
Hey, man. We gonna spare him with that one.
I ain't gonna say
he did that. We gonna put that on.
I ain't gonna say he did that, but if he did that, that's fair as hell. Like, why you care that much?
Exactly. What type of whole ass shit is that?
Yeah.
Now, that's one thing about these players, I will say. I think that's been really weird. I know that a lot of ticky-tack shit get called now. They over-dramatic shit and making more shit than they has to. But when I play out basketball, niggas be getting hit, bro. Niggas be getting... Now, Joel Embiid got away with a lot of bullshit. That leg pull on Mitchell Robinson was dirty as fuck, bro.
That was out of pocket,
Yeah, that...
Like, that nigga could really got hurt, bro.
That shit was dirty as fuck. But old school playoff basketball niggas got knocked the fuck out.
He was supposed to get kicked out, bro. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. That was filthy.
He should have been.
That was out of pocket, bro.
Yeah, that was nasty. But some of the shit they've been playing, like, this series is grimy as is, but I'm like, they letting a lot of shit that's normally regular ass fouls, and they dramatic. Like, Pat Bev getting a too small tech, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That's basketball.
When he get that tech today?
He got, yeah.
I'm about to say, I know he ain't do it that one game.
All right, nah, because he got that, the father stretch my hands highlight.
Yeah.
Belt the ass to her. Put that on the reel.
Bucks and seven, bro. What fuck are you talking about? Pat Bev, tap in, bro. Bucks and seven. Hey, we're going to need you to score, though, my boy. Hey, my boy. You going to have to shoot some shots now.
He hurt.
Who, Pat Bev hurt, too?
Nah, bro. Fuck that. Everybody out there, bro. Hoop.
What's wrong with him?
His wrist is fucked up. He probably should have had surgery.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's fuck you. You out there? You're going to have to get some buckets, my boy.
They need you, P.
Yeah, you're going to have to shoot that rock, bro.
All I'm saying is, I saw the father stretch my hands. Tyrese game winner highlights, bro.
Bucks and seven, bro.
Y'all playing a depleted team, though. We beat them with and without.
I don't need you to get like
20, 25.
Oh, shit. You'll be getting season tickets before you do that.
Nah, Pat. Go crazy,
fuck what he talking about.
Fuck what he talking about, Pat.
Bucks and seven,
Ron,
man.
Turn him up, bro.
Facts,
you
bro.
Fuck with the show, bro.
Shout out to y'all,
good,
man.
Bro.
Slide through. Y'all see it's about to be over. Y'all have some free time.
Wow.
Bucks and seven.
We go open availability.
Bucks and seven.
All right, but man. With that being said, man. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I play for the Pacers, too, so.
Why you in Breed A jersey?
I lost it.
Fuck. Be here and tell the people they can get some merch, man.
Shopclub520.com, please, for your latest merch, baby.
For sure, you know what it is. Like, share, subscribe, all that good shit. We'll be back next time, Club 520.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.